pal, Sully.
I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began.
A 40-year-old man so concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Little Richie Sullivan, Cambridge, Massachusetts, born 1971, moved to Atlanta in 1994, and in 2014 started hosting The Sully Show here on your friendly neighborhood talk radio 640 WGSD. Hi, folks. Not getting this on the other stations. It's your pal Sully at Six Flags, situated next to our sister station, Power 961, looking at tons and tons and tons of people who are excited to be here. Because it is essentially opening day. Six Flags has been open for a little while this season, but now they're 7 days a week, and we're celebrating out here, and all the radio stations with the iHeart group are out here as well. And it is a little after 1 o'clock on a Friday. That means it is time to talk to Rick Limpert, our weekly segment with him. He is a Yahoo News and Sports contributor based here in Atlanta. You can read his daily technology column at examiner.com. Also see his work at the AJC, as well as Everything Georgia. His Twitter handle, Rick Roswell. Rick, good afternoon.
Hey, Sully, how you doing out there?
Fantastic. I am in the shade for the time being. I think I'm going to need to find some sunscreen before I begin any riding this afternoon.
Always good to use sunscreen.
Yes, indeed, and you needed a little bit of that last week. You were in Southern California checking out some exciting stuff in Orange County and Dana Point.
Yeah, well, earlier this week, the weather we're having today, sorry, that's exactly what they get most days out in Southern California and Orange County. I was at St. Regis, Monarch Beach, very cool place, checking out their golf course. A lot of the improvements they've done, they've recently put like over $20 million into updating the whole resort. So I'll have a big piece coming out on them, and just a fun 3 days out there. Hadn't been in Orange County in a while, and it's a pretty unique part of the country.
St. Regis MB, MB.com to learn more about where Rick was last week. Check that out, St. Regis MB.com. Tell us a little bit, Rick, about these robots that are going to battle for $3.5 million in this challenge.
Yeah, Sully, we're definitely in the wrong field because there's a $3.5 million front prize money going to be given out at the DARPA Robot Challenge in Pomona coming up in June. And these are people that are encouraged to develop robots that are actually going to serve a purpose. So, for disaster sites, cutting holes in walls, and other tasks. These are robots that are actually going to serve a purpose, and there's a big reward for the people that design the best ones.
Well, there are teams from many different countries, 25 different teams competing in this tournament. From Japan, Korea, Germany, and all over the place, and including some representatives from the United States, Rick. I'm going to be pulling for them. Hope that USA represents us well in that competition. Let's talk a little bit about Google and the right to be forgotten, Rick.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember a few months ago, Sally, Google said that if you had something online, you could petition to or file forms to have that removed if it wasn't true on the Internet. And it turns out France and Germany have been the countries with the most people that want things of their own removed from the Internet. So over 250,000 requests just from the European Union and mostly France and Germany. So I don't know what those people are trying to hide.
Any press is good press, Rick. There's some incorrect information about me out there on the Internet, too, and I'm just happy that people are talking about me.
Yeah, it's not, what's out there about you, Sully, is not that bad, so don't worry about it.
Well, I don't know. I have to show you some of the sites that I look at. Anyway, let's talk about this legislation that Governor Deal just signed into law, the Georgia Digital Classroom Act.
Yeah, this was pretty big for public schools and other classrooms in Georgia. It's going to require that local boards of education provide wireless devices and all the formats of things taught in school will have to also be offered in digital form, and they set the date for this right now is going to be July 1 of 2020. So the Governor Deal just signed this, and we're going to have partially or mostly digital classrooms probably very soon.
And as we wrap up with Rick Limpert, our weekly segment with him, again, follow him on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. If you want more information on Rick and the many other pieces of work that he does, in addition to appearing on WGST, ricklimpert.info, his website. A good reminder here about texting and driving from AT&T, and good to think about here as we get ready for the long weekend, lots of people heading out on the road. AT&T has some really compelling stats that really should motivate us to put down the phones while we drive, Rick.
Yeah, AT&T, they've had a campaign called It Can Wait. It's been a very successful campaign against texting while driving. And now they're expanding that to anything with your smartphone while driving is dangerous. So, yeah, some stats were really compelling. 30% of people are posting to Twitter while they drive, and they said they're doing that all the time. So, Sully, I don't know if they surveyed you for these statistics or not, but that's a pretty big one. And also people are shooting videos. 27% think they can shoot video safely while driving. I have some issues with that.
I do have a car and I do drive, but I live very close to the office. I walk quite a bit, and I have to say that as I walk and I observe what's going on in traffic, pretty much everybody, 9 out of 10 people, have their phones in their hand while they're driving, Rick. It's scary.
Yeah, while they're merging, while they're making left-hand turns, it's very dangerous. So my hat's off to AT&T for expanding their program and just making people aware that using your cell phone in any way while driving is very dangerous.
Well, Rick, we'll end it there. Appreciate it as always. And I know, Rick, that you will join me and everybody in the WGST audience, of course, in having a good and safe weekend and also pausing this weekend in our own way to remember the lives of those men and women who gave the ultimate price, the ultimate sacrifice, so that you and I could be free here today, Rick. And I hope that you do enjoy your Memorial Day weekend and hope everybody else does out there as well. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Sully, ditto to that, and have a great Memorial Day yourself.
All right, good stuff from Rick Limpert. Again, follow him on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. Up next, a comedian visits the studios of WGST.